Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Alrighty, boys and girls. Good afternoon. Children of all ages as well. Nice to have you with us on a weird, weird Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Because it can't make up its mind. Does it want to be sunny, hot, and humid? Or does it want to rain and be disgustingly humid with bugs everywhere? I don't know. I've seen a little bit of everything so far on this Thursday. August the 20th, year of our Lord, 2026, working from the home studio today, back in the main studio tomorrow because the Commanders aren't practicing tomorrow as they're off to Detroit for a little preseason action Saturday afternoon at noon in Ford Field, where the last time they were there, they kicked the Lions' ass. They turned the ball over, or they had the Lions turn the ball over five times. And they won a divisional playoff game against the number one seed Lions and Ben Johnson, who everybody thought was impenetrable, all that stuff. Since then, things haven't exactly gone very well, which is a bigger problem than celebrating a return to Detroit. But you get the point. The last time they were in Detroit, it was really, really, really good. Not for Sam Cosmi, my guy, but it was really, really, really good as a team on offense and defense. Now, obviously, this Saturday is not going to have the same stakes, the same impact, what have you. I understand that. And I'm sure you understand that as well. But, it'll be nice to think about a little bit. You know, especially maybe in the second half when you're bored to tears. I'm looking forward to being at home and actually being able to listen to the TV broadcast with B. Mitch and Riggo and Dan Helly. Because, you know, when you're at a game, you can't really, I guess I could have figured out a way to listen to the TV broadcast, but... that was not the case. Listen to bits and pieces of it on some of the replay, but was not able to listen to the whole broadcast. So looking forward to hearing what they have to say. Coming up on today's show, I just sent Harold a couple of files, so hopefully they get delivered and uploaded okay. Otherwise, we're making false promises. But we intend to play, at first, a solo interview with Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. And then the group of media jumped in, and I kept it going because some of it was funny with Bill kind of celebrating or explaining how he wound up in a rap song, which I knew nothing about. I apologize that I didn't know anything about it. I still don't know anything about it, but hey, good for Bill. I mean, it pays to be Bill. And it pays to be, obviously, a good running back in the NFL. Now, the biggest thing about Bill that I would say that has jumped out to, I think, everybody is his pass-catching ability in this camp. And he had a great one today. Over the shoulder from Jaden, back corner-ish of the end zone. Now, they were on the far, far, far practice fields. And we were up on the hill. So it was hard to see a lot of things. And they weren't in pads, and it looked like they were moving at half speed and just kind of grinding through. So we're not going to have a lot of practice observations and stuff today, but we did get to talk to, you know, a couple of the players afterwards. Without the families and without the fans there, it makes it a little easier to get guys. So, again, conversation with Bill, me first, and Bill, and then Ben Standig and John Keim and Nikki Javala jumped in, which is fine. I love those guys. You will hear some of that. You will hear some football. You will hear some rap. You will hear what his training camp of preseason has been like. So, Bill, coming up later on in the show. Meanwhile, Nick Ross, back in the DMV, of course, he a Terp. And of course, you know, he played his high school ball here, grew up here. And as he says during the interview, you know, mom and dad about an hour and a half away. You know, again, DMV product, happy to be here. Wasn't too happy that I kind of chased him down, but that's okay. That's okay. These guys are tired. And they're sweaty and they want to get in and take a shower and go to lunch or get meetings done or get their workout in or whatever they got to do, so that they can get out of there, which I understand. So a pure one-on-one, as they call it in the industry, or as I call it in the industry, with Nick Cross, the new safety, starting safety for the Washington Commanders. And it looks like it'll be him and Jeremy Reeves week one, September 13th against the Philadelphia Eagles. So we will see how that all plays out. And then today we got the news from Dan Quinn that basically most of the starters are going to play unless they're injured. Now, there's a ton of guys injured. You know, like, you're not going to see Adofe Awe. You're not going to see Kalavon Chaisson. You're not going to see Trey Amos. You're not going to see Nick Allegretti. You know, of course, you're not going to see, as you know, Laremy Tunsil, and then a bunch of other guys that are banged up, like Johnny Newton, and who is out for a couple of months, but should be back mid-November-ish is what I heard they're thinking. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. But obviously he's going on IR, and that'll open up a roster spot, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. But those guys aren't going to play. I assume Terry McLaurin and Stephon Diggs and Bill and Nick Cross and you know, Jeremy Reeves and Sonny Styles again, and probably Frankie Louvu, I would imagine, and maybe not Daron Payne, because Daron Payne was banged up again, or I should say was banged up, so he didn't practice today. But Javon Kinlaw, I would assume, would be out there. And we'll see about Dorrance Armstrong, and boy, do we have some stuff to discuss when it comes to Dorrance Armstrong later on in the show. So I think you'll see all of those guys. Now, we didn't get definitive clarification on Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn essentially said, hey, look, the healthy guys will go. Well, Jaden Daniels is healthy. That means Jaden should go. Now, in talking to somebody in the organization this morning, certainly that is the belief. Something could change over the next 48 hours, or now 47 hours, like it did when they were supposed to be in pads Tuesday and Wednesday, and they turned out to be in pads just Wednesday because of a bunch of beat up and banged up guys. So something could change. But right now, as I understand it, the expectation is that Jaden Daniels is going to play. Now, Dan Quinn said as much, but he didn't specify, of course, with Jaden. And here's the thing. Just because they're going to play, we think, barring a change of mind and a change of heart, which is possible, as we just alluded to, Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever it was, they decided, oh, we're not going to be in pads on Tuesday. If nothing changes, what we don't know is, okay, Jaden plays, but how long? How long? And I don't think it'll be very long. I think maybe a series, well, a series, maybe, and this is a very big maybe, two series, depending on maybe how the first series goes. But even if they go three and out, I would not be surprised. I don't know, because they don't tell us. I would not be surprised if Jaden, Terry, Diggs, and maybe some others come out after that first three and out series. Now, if they go on a 7-8-play, 9-play scoring drive, of course that's it, right? I'd be very surprised if he comes out for a second series. But I got to be honest, I've gone back and forth on this, back and forth. You all know how I feel about the preseason. Everybody should play. They should play much more than they're ever going to play. I don't care that coaches are scared of injuries. Injuries happen everywhere. They happen in the regular season. They happen in training camp. They happen in regular season practice. They happen off the football facility. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an NFI list, which is, you know, basically like what the list that Tress Way was on, just for argument's sake. And plenty of others have been on. If a injury happens away from the facility or off the football field, that's how they treat it. So I don't believe this cockamamie, oh, you know, well, if we play guys, they're going to all get hurt. Listen, they get hurt in training camp. They get hurt in practice. They get hurt walking out their front door. They get hurt on a jet ski. They get hurt playing basketball. They get hurt golfing, right? Guys can get hurt no matter how they get hurt or where they get hurt. They get hurt. And it's not just in preseason games. And honestly, I'm sick and tired of this notion that has been just shoved down your throats that, well, you don't have to play in football games to get ready to play in football games. You don't have to play in the it doesn't matter. The results don't matter. Yes, as we talk about all the time, the results don't matter. The process does. And again, just to be clear, I'm not a process over results guy. I know many are. I'm not. I'm a results over process guy. But in August in the NFL, I'm a process way over results guy. I'm allowed to do that. The process is never more important than the results in the regular season and in the postseason. Never. The process in August is, period. The process to get ready to play football full speed, 65-ish snaps against the Eagles on the road in a very, very, very loud environment is that you have to play football, but you have to actually play football with pads on, with hitting, tackling, ability to touch the quarterback, the ability to bring somebody down and not just pop them. Like I've seen Nick Cross, who will talk about that, do many, many, many times in this camp. I can't wait to see Nick Cross actually hit somebody and be able to tackle them and bring them down in burgundy and gold. But we don't get to see that in practice. So the games themselves, of course, are way important to the process. They're not important from a result standpoint. That we know, right? So I got to admit, I'm a little more giddy today with the notion that Dan Quinn said, at least on Thursday morning, hey, the healthy guys are going to play. Now, again, two things here. One, that could change, right? And it still is individualistic based on health, based on whatever decision process they go through. But more importantly, now I think it's, to me, curious to see how long they play. And again, I would play them. I would treat this like the third preseason game used to be treated, where teams played the entire first half, sometimes into the third quarter. I would treat it as that. Yes, as Grant Paulson reminded me today, I may have been born in 1922. He cracked that joke while we were hanging out with old Tressway, and I was trying to weasel into Tressway's Thanksgiving. But that's okay. He can make all the funny funnies that he wants. I may have been born in 1922, but the only way you get ready for 65-plus snaps full speed against a better team in their home field is to actually play football. Not to practice football, to play football. There's a difference between practicing and playing. Yes, practice is important. Playing is more important. So Jaden Daniels, it looks like he's going to play. Now, the only reason why I didn't think he was going to play was because of the Mariota injury. Otherwise, I think they need to see Jaden Daniels get through whatever they decide is the game. Remember, he didn't finish a lot of games last year. He played in 7. He only finished 4, right? The Giants opener, the Green Bay game, even though he was banged up, the Chargers game, and the Bears game. That was it. He hasn't finished a game since mid-October of last year. Remember? At Dallas. He got hurt in that game, didn't finish it. Returned a couple of weeks later. Seattle, home on a Sunday night, got hurt in that game, didn't finish it. He returned a couple of weeks later. Minnesota got hurt in that game, didn't finish it. So I think it psychologically is going to be important for Jaden Daniels to get through a series or two with hopefully no other injuries. Now, it took 3 snaps for Marcus Mariota to get injured. So that could easily happen to Jaden even on one series. It was a little bit of a delayed pressure, a little bit of a loop stunt by the Dolphins, and they got him. And that was on the long completion on 3rd and 8 to De'Ami Brown. Great read, great throw, great route, great everything. Except the result of the play was a hit that injured Marcus Mariota's knee. So what happens if that happens on Saturday in only one series to Jaden Daniels? Or, for that matter, even Terry McLaurin, or Stephon Diggs, or whoever. Somebody notable. But especially if it happens to Jaden Daniels. People are going to scream, see, this is why you don't play preseason football. You know what kind of dog and pony show Stephen A. Smith is going to put on. You know what kind of horse crap is going to come out of that show. Well, see, Dan Quinn is racist. Dan Quinn is biased. Dan Quinn doesn't trust his quarterback. Dan Quinn is clueless. Dan Quinn. Listen, if they play, assuming that they play, which is what Dan Quinn indicated today, and what he didn't indicate was how much, again, even if it's just one series, which I believe it will be, it is the absolute 1,000%. Regardless of injury, 1,000% the right decision to play them. You absolutely need to play football. Practicing football is different than playing football. Again, conjure up something in your mind other than colors and stripes and uniform numbers. Practicing football is good. Playing football is better. And you need to play football to get ready to play football on September the 13th and beyond. Period. So I'm happy. How much? Again, I think a series, I think that could be anywhere from 3 plays to, you know, maybe it's 8 or 9 plays. And hopefully it finishes with a touchdown. And you get them in, you get them out. And that's still not enough for me, but I'll just deal with it. I'll accept it. I still won't like it, but I'll deal with it and I'll accept it. 3 plays and out, 1 series. I'm going to have a harder time with that. I'll be honest, because it, again, I think you need more than 3 plays to get ready to play. But I can't sit here and kill Dan Quinn for playing them if that's indeed what he does, and he doesn't change his mind between now and Saturday, and then pulling them after they get a little bit of game work in. I won't like it, but I can't kill it, if that makes sense. All right, take a timeout. First one of the afternoon right here on the Team 980. What's your reaction to, we think, Jaden Daniels and the first teamers playing Saturday in Detroit? How much do you think they need to play? Why am I wrong if I'm saying I think it's 1 series one way or the other, 3 and out or long touchdown drive? Where are you on that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. More injury updates to come. And don't forget our conversations with Bill and Nick Cross after practice today. All amongst the things, if you will, on the menu right here on the Team 980 Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Harold, you know what today is?
Do not.
It is from what I'm being told, National Radio Day.
Ah, yes. They sent us an email today.
Yes. Yes. It is National Radio Day. Congratulations to our friends over at El Zol. They won a big award, presented the Governor's Commission on Hispanic and Latin American America Community Affairs Award. They do a great job. El Zol, they're really, really, really good in the community. I'd love to do more stuff like that, you know, but it just hasn't exactly worked out the way I wanted it to. So we will see. But you never know. You never say never. But congratulations to them. It is National Radio Day, however, which I didn't know was a thing. Maybe I knew and I just forgot. I don't know. A year ago was a long thing. But I know we always, well, I always say on this show that I know a lot of people don't like me and my style. They think I'm too abrasive. They think I'm too mean. They think I'm too hard. They think I'm, you know, not a fan, so I don't understand them, and blah, 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 blah. But this is not a day for that. Today, in conjunction with how much do you think Jaden's going to play, how much do you think he should play, how much do you think the ones need to play, Saturday in Detroit, after what Dan Quinn said this morning. In addition to that, because that's new information, right? In addition to that, why do you listen to radio? There's a million other things out there, right? TV, social media, YouTube, TikTok, all this nonsense. Yet radio, while the listenership and the consumption might be very different than it used to be, still holds, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it still holds the most intimate personal relationship that you can have with somebody in the media, with somebody like me, or Kevin, or Doc, or B. Mitch, or JP, or Grant, or whoever, or the Junks. And while I never thought of myself as a celebrity, you know, people have called me a G-list celebrity because of how far down the list I am. While I've never thought of myself as a celebrity, I mean, I understand that my voice, my presentation, my opinion, my perspective does matter to people. It doesn't matter to everybody, but it matters to some. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen. And you wouldn't yell at me. And you wouldn't be mad at me. And you wouldn't carry on the way some of you do. Or you wouldn't compliment me or praise me or keep coming back to listen or say the nice things that you do. Many of you do. So why do you listen to radio still? I'm curious. I love that you do. I appreciate that you do. We love that you do. We need you to. Whether it's on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio app, TuneIn, on the Team 980, 106.7 The Fan, El Zol, on the radio, whatever. Why do you still listen to radio? What does it provide you? Is it simply in the car, in traffic, which we all know we're all stuck in around here, companionship? For me, it's not. For me, I use radio for a different purpose, which I'll give you after the break. But I'm curious as to why you still listen to radio, what you love about it, what you don't love about it, what you wish. Now, make sure, obviously, that, you know, it's in within certain lines and guidelines. But I thought we could have a little bit of fun with that, along with, hey, man, Jaden Daniels, it looks like he's going to play. The ones look like they're going to play. Is it one series, two series, a full quarter, a full half? What do you think is right? What do you think they're going to do? What do you think is right? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Some injury updates coming right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so Johnny Newton is, or had, pec surgery last night. He is expected to be out for several months, but there is a hope that he could be back sometime in November. Meanwhile, Nick Allegretti still dealing with a re-aggravation to his calf. He won't play on Saturday in Detroit, wasn't at practice today, which is, of course, bad news, being that the Commanders were already thin. And it's something that this radio show has talked about nonstop, that he could get re-injured right away. And sure enough, that's what happened. Meanwhile, there was a big trade in the NBA last night, in case you weren't paying attention. A five-team deal involving the Cavs, the Clippers, and as well the Washington Wizards and the Denver Nuggets and the Sacramento Kings, all sorts of players involved in the deals. And ultimately, the Wizards are sending out Cam Whitmore, sending out Julian Reese, and they are landing Trey Mann, who was, of course, originally drafted by Will Dawkins and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Nationals are wrapping up a three-game set tonight in Texas against the Rangers after taking one last night thanks to the strong start of Cade Cavalli. 8:05 tonight for your series finale right here on a Thursday night on the 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Still a pretty groovy tune, man. Even though it's been out there for a while. Still pretty groovy, right? I mean, you got to ignite the sky. Or whatever she says. Yeah, I got to let it jump. Yeah. Like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Harold, you're a firework.
So are you.
Harold, just don't play with any M80s like Jason Pierre-Paul once did, man. You remember that story, of course?
Of course, I do. I like my fingers.
Yeah. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Lots of dumb people on 4th of July, and they're for around it that play with fireworks when they shouldn't be playing with fireworks. And especially when you've been drinking lots and lots and lots of booze. Like apparently Dorrance Armstrong was. That story coming up. The details on that story coming up in just a wee little bit. So we mentioned National Radio Day. Why do you love radio? Why do you listen to radio? Why do you need radio? Curious. I say, again, it's the most intimate form of traditional media. You might say, well, Twitter and social media is, and certainly they are. But in terms of traditional media, newspapers, TV, radio, there is no medium of the traditional sort that has the reach out and touchability of live radio. Even on the FM side, or in the music side, I should say better, you can call up and win a contest. You can call up on your favorite morning show and tell a story about whatever they're talking about and contribute, right? And you can become a regular, and you can become a P1, as we call it, right? Same thing in sports talk radio. You hear a lot of the same voices on a lot of the shows. You hear a lot of the same callers on this show. Now, would we always love to have different and unique voices and more voices? Sure. But for whatever reason, people are, you know, busy. They don't like to call in. They don't want to wait on hold. They don't like me, but they like listening. They like Kevin more than they like me. Whatever. Okay. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying that there is no negative point to it, but it is the most intimate form of traditional media. The most one-to-one connection that you can make. You can't make a one-on-one connection with your local weatherman on ABC 7 or NBC 4 or your news anchor. Why? Because you can't call in and talk to them and have your voice be heard. You can't see them out at a football practice like you can see Grant or me or Toby or Haney or Doc or B. Mitch or JP or whoever, right? That just doesn't happen. Sure, occasionally you might run into somebody in a supermarket or in a mall or whatever and be like, "Ooh," but there isn't that same one-to-one connection. And that's what I love about radio and why I'll never leave radio or why I never want to leave radio in its most purest form. Is because I still believe, even though there's a lot of issues that need to be solved and a lot of issues that are wrong, okay, quite honestly, why I never want to leave radio, even like to just do a podcast, because there is not that same connection. You can call right now, 301-230-0980, and yell at me or tell me I'm great or tell me my opinion sucks or tell me I'm dead wrong or tell me I totally agree with you or whatever, or just say your opinion and have your voice be heard by who knows how many people, right, at one time, live and on demand. You can have your voice be heard. That's what we do, right? The job is not to agree with you. The job is not to please you like so many think it is wrongly. The job is to interact with you. The forum is to make you feel involved. And I hope, maybe not every minute, maybe not every segment, maybe not every day, I hope that if you listen to this radio show and this radio station, that you know that while we don't always agree, and as a matter of fact, many times we don't, that everybody's voice has a voice or has a has a spot, right? Some more than others. Some are better than others. But everybody's voice has a place. And everybody's opinion, thoughts, personality, whatever it might be, has a spot, whether you like it or you don't like it. And I've always viewed calls as more conversations, and conversations and callers as characters. That's the kind of radio that I like to do. So, like, when some of you ask, well, why do I let Paulie yell at me? He's a character on the show. He's not just a caller. He's a character. Why do I let Dr. Sabah on? A, because I think she is better than you guys, a lot of you, complain about. B, I like Dr. Sabah. I think she's got some crazy-ass opinions, but I love the fact that she is stubborn and proud and defiant and confident enough to say, you know what? I heard you call me out. I didn't like that, but I'm going to do what I do. Or Athen, who tells me all the time that I'm full of beep, and then is the nicest guy in the world off the radio. Right? To me, that's what's special about radio. Before we go back into the football stuff and fold that in, and you can, again, join us at 301-230-0980. I see we got a bunch of calls that are lining up. Harold, are you able to join the show for a quick second or no? Okay. We're waiting for Harold.
Yeah, it's Harold.
Hi, Harold. Oh, Cowboy. Was that Cowboy Bob? Did I hear Cowboy Bob? Harold. Oh, Harold. Harold, with a deep voice, deep voice that sounds like very much like Cowboy Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. How are the Cowboys doing?
Nope.
After getting
They're doing really good.
After getting suplexed by Scott Steiner's kid?
Yeah, I love Caleb Downs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
I told Harold he's the best player I've ever seen.
Yeah. So Harold, a.k.a. Cowboy Bob, why did you want to get into radio?
That's a good question.
I know it is, Cowboy Bob. That's why they don't pay me the big bucks.
They pay the big bucks in their hearts. I don't know, I just like sports, and sports radio was a genre or media form that I haven't really got into, because I've done TV, so I wanted to see what the audio-only aspect was like. Then ended up I'm not doing 100% audio, so.
Right, because as we know, you're cutting up 12 or 13 videos a day. For Kevin Sheehan, how many videos a day are you cutting up for the Rooster? Next question. Next question. Radio, I mean, before technology took over, it used to be just the voice, right? And, like, people wouldn't know what you looked like because there were only, like, 8x10 glossies. There wasn't TV and YouTube and this, that, and, you know, this TV show and that TV show. And, you know, I mean, I don't get any of that, but I go on everybody else's show. So in a way, I'm on TV sometimes, right? And tonight, you could see me on DC News Now with my guy Alex Lum, who we had that conversation before I left the facility earlier this morning. So it's a little bit different than it used to be, but it's still like, oh, who is this guy barking in my ear? Who is this guy while I'm sitting in miserable traffic on the 14th Street Bridge yelling about Jaden Daniels number 5? Who is, you know, what, like, what is it? Oh, I like him. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, I like his journey. Oh, I like his opinions. Oh, he's too tough. He's this, he's that. So there's always been that element. I guess now it's more multimedia, certainly. And that's just the way society has evolved. But you're right, Cowboy Bob, in that you got involved, right, because you hadn't seen this form of media. And even though you do video production, when you're on my show or this show, you're just Cowboy Bob. Nobody knows what you look like. Nobody knows whether you're sexy. Nobody knows whether you're ugly because you're a Cowboys fan. Nobody knows. Yeah, you're just a voice. You're a personality. You're a character. And I love it.
I'm AI.
Don't you?
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
What?
He's AI.
I'm AI.
You're AI?
Yeah.
Like Allen Iverson?
No.
No.
Artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh. Artificial intelligence. My ass. Get out of here. Harold, real quickly, why did you get involved in radio?
The creative freedom.
Mm.
I think that's a big part of why people are motivated into getting into radio. And you talked about it several times. The community, the human connection. And this is the first line of news.
Yeah.
It's, you don't go to TV for breaking news. You can, but we already talked about it for an hour on the radio.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm refreshing Twitter right now and I can break news to you.
You're absolutely right. Like, give you an example. Monday at just before 2 o'clock, you know, we're on the radio. We're not planning on talking about the kicker situation. And boom, breaking news, huge breaking news. Now, I mean, ultimately, a lot of fans don't care because they don't know much about Jake Stevens. But the point being, not Jake
Drew
Stevens,
there's tons
Drew
of
Stevens. I always want to call him
of
Jake
examples.
Stevens. But my point being is, I remember being on in this, like when the Anthony Davis trade was made. Like, we were on. We were the only show on at that point, and it was huge. And we had wall-to-wall calls, right? That, from a sports perspective, is still awesome.
And also, when the Nats, the trade deadline was going on,
yes,
and they ship off Luis Garcia, you call into the Grant and Danny show and how much they love the Nationals, and you get to talk to them personally about it. How are you going to call into a TV station?
Well, you can call into the Rooster show, too.
Were you live?
No, yeah. They weren't either. That was on a Sunday night.
Oh, I guess Parker Messick, then.
I'm just teasing with you. But you're right, you can't call into a TV show. I mean, you can some TV shows.
Podcast form, but not an anchor. That's
exactly
reading a script.
Exactly. No doubt about it. All right. We got to take a quick time out and then we'll get to all the calls. Okay. So I see Dr. Spa, Athan, Jonesy, Jeff, and you, 301-230-0980, talking about National Radio Day, why you still listen, why you love it. Maybe you don't love it. I don't know why. And also, do you now think that Jaden Daniels will play? Do you think that's the right decision given Mariota's injury? How much do you think he will play on Saturday in Detroit on the Team 980? Stay with us. All right, wrapping up hour number one. Let's not waste any time, and let's get out to it. Harold on the phones. Line one is the aforementioned Dr. Sabah. She's chiming in on this National Radio Day. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. Can you hear me? I'm in the car driving on the way to UVA.
I got you.
Hang out with my daughter.
Be safe. Enjoy. Tell her I said hi.
A lot of thunderstorms.
Yeah,
A lot of thunderstorms on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Happy Radio Day. And the reason I enjoy radio, first of all, I think it's the best invention ever, particularly on the entertainment side of things. I started doing sports radio when my husband introduced me to it back in 1999. That's a long time ago when I was in Boston training in Massachusetts. And if you're in a building all day working, it is one way to be able to communicate with the outside world and see what they're talking about. It's like you, Chris, you're inviting me to your virtual living room. And you got a lot of people in your neighborhood that's all in there talking every day about current events, what's going on in the world, you know, sports-wise. And you're allowing me to be a part of it. And that's what I enjoy about radio.
I like that virtual living room concept, because in my head I'm conjuring up a bunch of you guys just sitting on my couch eating popcorn, making a mess, and yelling at me.
And we, right. It's like, you know, when your friends get together. Yeah. I mean, this is, it's more, I get more out of this than when I, we have like about four or five couples that we go out to dinner once a month. That's just old. It's boring. It's a month late. It's like, whatever. I try to invent ways to not go, you know? But this is fun. Like, I would never, ever have met someone like, let's say, Pauly or G from the shop or Athen or Jeff in Vienna. Because yep. we don't live close to each other. We yep. don't go in the same circles. We come from different backgrounds. But because you have this platform, I get to know a little bit about each of them. And it's enjoyable. I like get to know their point of view about things. And we all are literally in your living room because we have a common interest.
You know, the great and late Pete Medhurst called this show when we were doing it together a family, right?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes families fight and squabble and don't like each other and disagree and don't want to be around each other. But ultimately, most families kiss, hug, and make up and deal with each other and tolerate each other.
That's where the host comes along. The host, that's your responsibility, is to keep things cordial and to not allow people to get attacked, particularly on the air. And that's where it's tough on your head.
Yeah.
That's why some other hosts I don't like. They use pooping on a particular caller or two as entertainment. And I don't think that's good. And so sometimes that's where it can get out of hand.
Right.
And so that's why I love radio and I love your show. I got me upset the other day when people were personally attacking me before my opinion.
Well, and quite honestly, and last thing, because I got to run, that's why I mentioned you 10 minutes ago. Just saying that's what I mentioned 10 minutes ago is, you know, some people are rude to you and mean and not nice, just like they are to me. Right. But I value, and you know this because I've told you this personally, I value and appreciate your listening, your input, your opinions, your boldness. I don't care if anybody hates you or thinks you're something which is totally unfair or whatever, I value it. And I will always value it.
You know what they hate? You know what you always get in trouble for or get people upset with? When you tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's never when you just, you know, keep the propaganda going. But if you actually tell the truth, people get upset. Now, about preseason, I know I'm taking too much time.
Real quick.
Jaden should absolutely play because at least he'll have a uniform on and maybe something in his ear. And he'll be with his teammates.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze.
Let's love.